from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued yet another warning to North Korea, saying the U.S. military is locked and loaded and prepared to retaliate against Pyongyang if it initiates warfare against the U.S.
I will tell you this. If North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
The president's warning coming after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. North Korea has announced a plan to launch ballistic missiles toward the American territory of Guam. China expressing some strong dissatisfaction Friday after a U.S. warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the ship violated international law, undermining Chinese sovereignty and security and endangered the safety of frontline personnel. U.S. officials saying the military will continue to sail, to fly, and operate wherever permitted by international law. Officials in Afghanistan say overnight counterterrorism airstrikes by international forces in eastern Nangarhar province have killed at least 16 civilians, including women and children. Sayaz Wali, the top administrator for the Haskamina district, where the casualties occurred, told VOA the airstrikes struck a vehicle and a group of civilians in two separate areas. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro saying he wants to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump, who hit him with sanctions denouncing what he called imperialist aggression. The Trump administration has called Maduro a dictator. You're listening to VOA News.